The fierce young lady. This is just a simple text confirming that being fierce does in fact fix all your problems. It must be said that it is a path away from where everyone else is going, be it by trick or choice. You will encounter the finest and silliest human beings here, and most importantly, by far, the wisest. The force of mediocrity you've felt your entire life, your parents wanting you to have convenient ideas, it does not matter how realistic they are, so as long as it is convenient all around, become a doctor or a lawyer, even though AI does it better, memorize for good grades, even though that is not real education. The most outgoing classmates who ruin their lives the fastest will attempt in their profound sorrow to drag you in so that for a moment they may feel better and normal again. Your teachers will cheerfully endanger your future with a meaningless GPA based on grades they copy from one another. And everyone everywhere will sacrifice anything and everything for easy virtue and the pleasant feeling that comes along with it. This is, philosophically speaking, a state of bankruptcy, a state that creates a puddle of melted ice cream that all the parasites, without anyone noticing, can conveniently feed on. The weakening of humanity enables parasites to use it for its own purposes. You must become a fierce warrior, a philosopher, a world-changing great being. The opposite is never a good idea. The opposite only weakens the world. Adventure, programming, and philosophy, in whichever order you wish, is where a fierce lady has her beginning. These are reliable starting points that you can shape to fit you. When you get into the philosophy, you first must absolutely figure out who the philosophers are. There's a small bunch of modern philosophers, mostly teachers, that wash each other's hands. Please do not misunderstand me. They are lovely people, but they are not quite philosophers yet. A philosopher solves her contradictions first. Therefore, you must show them how short they have fallen and how embarrassed you are for them. During your adventures, you are sure to encounter narrated books penned by the so-called academic philosophers, that is, if they successfully find a narrator willing to undertake the exercise of patience. And from here, you pause on one knee and scribble your zingers. Like Miss Rand was fond of saying, check your premise. I encourage you to begin your letter with a variation of, solve your contradictions before calling yourself a philosopher. This is what they all have forgotten, and what you remember on the trail. Wise beings say, stand on the shoulders of giants. But no one ever states what shape those giants ought to be in when you are done questioning them. And yes, programming, the language of computers, precisely because artificial intelligence can do it for you. It's a big deal. The thinking machines are so good at programming, and you can probably use really small AI to write really big programs if you have the right harness for it. Check Inform 7. Symbolic programming is the way. Programming is no longer about typing code. You ask the AI for a program, and if you like it, you tell it to refactor it, into a professional state-of-the-art application. There you will learn your architecture. Programmers of today are asked to become daring system architects. It is a wonderful hobby, too. You never regret it. You're just having conversations with a thinking machine. That's got to be the coolest thing in the world. Programming, I dare say, is where a fierce lady sharpens her wit. And it is a lifelong process, not unlike puzzle solving. Today, you are not supposed to fix AI mistakes. You just tell it to refactor the app into something better in such a way that it works. That is the part that makes you a good architect. Yes. You will discover that adventure, philosophy, and programming are really one and the same. It is a friendly and useful part of the ancient quest for growing up, and always all the way up, until you become a great being. Yes, by choosing to stand as a fierce warrior, you have already solved all your problems. And the one thing that might have been unclear is that there is a quest. The quest for greatness. That is the geometric opposite of mediocrity. The world may hate you, and perhaps even howl at you. But once you taste actual growing up, you will know which way is right.